Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to practice math. Hip hop math.
Hey!
Hip hop math.
Multiplying and dividing makes me glad.
Hip hop math.
Hey!
Hip hop math.
Multiplying and dividing, it makes me glad. Stack and chip. 6 times 6. What does that give me? 36. 8 times 4. What is the score? Don't know about you. It equals 32. 4 times 3. That equals 12. Just like my money, it's doing well. 5 times 5, that's 25. Crunching numbers in my head before I go to bed.
Hip-hop math.
Hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing makes me glad.
Hip-hop math.
Hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing, it makes me glad. I'm not scared of the test. My math is the best. Tally up the answer sheet and A is what you're giving me. The universal language, even in space. I handle math with plenty of grace.
Hip-hop math.
Hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing makes me glad.
Hip-hop math.
Hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing, it makes me glad. 4 times 4 equals 16. 5 times 2 equals 10. 7 times 9 equals 63. 3 times 8 equals 24. 6 times 3 equals 18. 8 times 2 equals 16. 3 times 4 equals 12. 5 times 5 equals 25. 8 times 9 equals 72. 9 times 9 equals 81. 4 times 5 equals 20. 10 times 4 equals 40.
Hip hop math.
Hey!
Hip hop math.
Multiplying and dividing makes me glad.
Hip hop math.
Hey!
Hip hop math.
Multiplying and dividing, it makes me glad. 16 divided by 4 equals 4. 10 divided by 5 equals 2. 63 divided by 9 equals 7. 24 divided by 8 equals 3. 18 divided by 3 equals 6. 16 divided by 8 equals 2. 12 divided by 4 equals 3. 25 divided by 5 equals 5. 72 divided by 9 equals 8. 81 divided by 9 equals 9. 20 divided by 5 equals 4. 40 divided by 4 equals 10.
You're listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. I'm your host, Brother Warren, and the New Orleans Wake Up Show is an internet radio live broadcast that becomes available as a podcast. Here at the New Orleans Wake Up Show, we connect New Orleans to the larger issue of black survival in an intense global anti-African environment. We provide a local, national, and pan-Africanist global critical analysis and commentary on a variety of subject matters and how they relate to the black experience, including the indigenous black populations of Australia and the South Pacific Islands. And once again, thank you for tuning in to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. I'm your host, Brother Warren, and we ask that you listen to many of our previously archived shows and give us your recommendations or your feedback after having listened to as many shows as you can by sending an email to the host, Brother Warren, at nolawakeup@gmail.com. Again, that's nolawakeup@gmail.com. That's nolawakeup@gmail.com. And on today's show, we're going to talk about academics. We're going to look at math. And we have a special guest with us today. She's known as the Math Lady, Sandra Carter. And Sandra Carter is the owner and founder of Math One-on-One LLC. Her company provides math, physics, and chemistry tutoring. She is the author of a book entitled How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math that is used in the company's SAT math boot camps. students have increased their SAT MAT scores by 40 to 90 points after taking the SAT MAT boot camp. Listen to learn 10 tips to increase your SAT MAT score. And before I bring Ms. Carter on, I came across an article in Black Enterprise that was published back in July 9, 2015. And the article is "The MAT Lady Offers Hope to Those Who Don't Like MAT." And I'll just read a little bit of this article here. She hated MAT until she encountered Algebra 2 in the 11th grade. Although she planned to major in a STEM field in college and would eventually earn not only a BS in computer science, but an MS as well, she would have never dreamed of also pursuing a minor in math, which she did, the very subject she hated. But a life-changing encounter with Mr. Frank, a gifted and perceptive African-American math teacher, changed her mind completely by bringing alive the subject she liked least. Today, Sandra Carter is an IT professional with more than 25 years experience. She also owns her own MAT tutoring business and is passing on her expertise and passion for MAT to the next generation. Author of the wonderfully named book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of MAT, Carter says math is fun. Quote, "You have to teach it using real-world examples and things kids like. For example, Mr. Frank used football to relate to football players," end quote. Carter's Atlanta-based business, Math 101 LLC, employs college students and recent college grads who have studied a technical discipline. Her services are fairly comprehensive. She teaches everyone from elementary school students to adults who may need to ace work-related exams. What about those who don't like, what about those who don't live in the Atlanta area? Quote, "We have Skype capability," says Carter, a graduate of Southern University, A&M, and Georgia Tech. MAT 101 also provides college-level tutoring in physics and chemistry. The initial tutoring session lasts a minimum of 2 hours, during which the student's strengths are evaluated and areas that need improvement are determined. A screening for algebra readiness can also be done, if appropriate. But I'll stop there. I just wanted to give an idea that the math lady is well known in what she does in her work. And so I want to welcome Ms. Sandra Carter to New Orleans Wake Up. And thank you so much for taking the time with us. Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Brother Warren. Thank you so much for having me on your program. It is indeed an honor to be here with you and your listening audience.
Okay, I read some of the article that was done in 2015 from Black Enterprise. So are there any changes about what MAT 101 does or any updates you can share with us?
Since then, MAT 101 has definitely been impacted by the pandemic. We do not offer the face-to-face tutoring that we have prided ourselves on since 2003. We have focused on the online tutoring and face-to-face in a virtual environment.
Mm-hmm.
But we basically are using that opportunity to turn the lemon from COVID-19 into lemonade with our virtual support.
Tell us about the book you wrote. What motivated you to write the book, number one, and how has the book been received by parents and students since you...
The motivator behind writing the book was the economy at that time. It was pretty unfavorable. I wanted to have a mechanism where parents would be able to help their own children with a tool that would allow them to evaluate their own children's strengths and areas for improvement in math. The book, as you mentioned before, does have an evaluation and an answer key. The parents do not have to work the problem. They can simply give the student the evaluation and check the answers themselves.
Okay. I want to also ask you about the age levels. I did read some of the article, but what are the age levels that MAT 101 works with?
Typically, our students start at the third grade. that is a time when the students start working with decimals and fractions. And sometimes for some students, that's an area of difficulty. We work from grade schoolers to grandmothers, from arithmetic to calculus. And as you already mentioned, we offer physics and chemistry tutoring.
Okay, chemistry and physics tutoring. So you have different tutors that have different classes. It seems like if you have a lot of students from different age levels and backgrounds and different courses coming at you, how does Math 101 manage that?
I'll address it this way. There is an African proverb that tells me, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. When I first started in 2003, I was doing the tutoring by myself. The demand increased, and I had to hire college students to serve as tutors. The college students get the valuable work experience, and they have an opportunity to put that work experience on their job applications for the future. The college students bring the extra math and the physics and chemistry background. My background is in computer science and math, as you already mentioned. The tutors that I hire have expertise in math, physics, and chemistry.
Okay. Now, we said the title of the show is Ask Ace the Math SAT with the Math Lady. But before I go into your strategies on how to increase SAT math score, what have you learned has been the main cause of anxiety of math? Now, I can tell you, when I was a student, I had anxiety in math. And I can remember it goes all the way back to when I was in second grade, because they used to yell at you when you didn't get something right. You used to be yelled at. And that kind of little nervousness with math carried itself with me all the way to high school. So I had difficult time in trigonometry and so on and so forth. So what have you learned as what may be the causes of anxiety of math in students?
Quite often it's a matter of not being able to relate to the subject matter. You made reference to my Algebra 2 teacher, Mr. Frank, at Southern Lab. What I try to do is take the fear out of it and give them examples of things that interest them. We have problems with basketball, football, cooking, shopping. And in the Math Lady BDB video, we use world problems with those real-world examples and things that interest the students. I have to think about Mr. Frank. I think about him quite often. He's no longer with us. He did make class in 11th grade at Southern Lab very entertaining. It was like a performance, and he was the star of the show. And I dedicated my book in part to his memory. And I'll also add the foundational scripture of my book is Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. He delivered me from all of my fears.
Okay. And before we go on, and could you tell the listening audience where you're from in your hometown?
I am proud to say I'm from South Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay.
Graduate of Southern Lab and Southern University.
Okay, so Southern Lab is the high school and Southern University is the college. What's the relationship between Southern Lab and Southern University?
Southern University Laboratory School is a training ground for the College of Education. It gives the student teachers who are education majors at Southern University the opportunity to do their student teaching.
Okay.
And
for those who are just not too... I'm sorry,
yes,
Tom. You can finish your point.
Also, the curriculum is college preparatory at Southern Lab.
Okay.
And I was there
college
for my whole life, from nursery school to 12th grade.
Wow. What I was trying to say, for those who just not tuning in, you're listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. We're talking to Sandra Carter, known as the Math Lady, who is the owner and founder of Math 101 LLC. And what we're going to do is, you have any questions for the Math Lady, if you're listening by phone, then all you have to do is press number one, and I will identify that you have a question when you press number one, and I will acknowledge you at the point when we get to the question and answer So I wanted to, before we get to your recommendations to increase the SAT score, there was something in this article that said, through her tutoring business, Carter seeks to debunk three myths. The first myth is girls cannot do math. And then it says, in fact, girls and boys can do anything. The second myth is I can't be good at math because my parents aren't good at math. In fact, even if no one in your family is good at math, you can still master it. And algebra is the new math. In fact, algebra is not new. It was invented by the Egyptians 3,000 years ago. Tell us about those three myths.
Exactly. I'm so glad you brought that out. That's just the whole premise behind what we want to share with our young people, that you can do anything. If you can see it, you can believe it. You can do it. As you pointed out, Egyptians created algebra over 3,000 years ago. We want to point out to our students that there's nothing that you can't do. Your ancestors did it.
Mm-hmm.
I also make reference to, I want to bring up something that's very important to me. I did some reading, and I want to share some statistics with you. The class of 2020 averaged a score of 523 out of 800 points in the math section of the SAT, and that's slightly below the College Board's College Readiness Benchmark score of 530. Asian students, 632 out of 800. Caucasian students, 547 out of 800. Latino or Hispanic students, 478. And African-American students, 454 out of 800 points on the math portion of the SAT. And based on those statistics, the College Board predicts the average SAT test taker will earn less than a C on their first-year math course. My company has been conducting these SAT math boot camps since 2010 to address this problem. And I have to think about a conversation I had with my father more than 10 years ago. He told me as only a father would tell his daughter, you need to write your own SAT math boot camp, because he saw me chasing another company and applying for a position to teach their SAT math boot camp. And I remember saying to him, Daddy, you're right. And I never looked back. We conducted our first SAT math boot camp in 2010 in Stouffville, Georgia, with five students. And due to the generosity of those sponsors, all the students attended at no cost, with the exception of one. So we move forward. And yes, sir.
Before we go into that SAT, could you tell the listening audience, what is the SAT? What are the components of the SAT? Then go back and read those statistics and Matt you just read related to the SAT.
The SAT is composed of reading and writing as well as mathematics. And in the math portion of the SAT, you have two types of questions. You have multiple choice and working problems. And on the SAT, you have two sections. There are 38 questions in the 55-minute portion where you're allowed to use a calculator and 20 questions in a 25-minute portion where you're not allowed to use a calculator. Given that you have a little bit over 1 minute to do each problem, you want to use your time wisely and come up with an approach to get as many points as you can. And that's what we do in our boot camps, help the students come up with an approach to earn those points, because the SAT should not be taken the same way you would take a math class or math test in school.
You tell a listening audience what the SAT test is used for.
It is used to determine your strength and your indication of how you're going to perform when you go to college. Of course,
so
it's not a type of
So it's a type of college entrance exam?
Some universities do require the SAT to enter their university.
Okay.
But it also is a tool that will help students earn scholarships. That's why we want to encourage students to earn as many points as they can and assist them in that endeavor.
Now, go back and read those statistics again of the ethnic breakdown of performance in math on the SAT that you were reading.
Be glad to. The class of 2020 averaged a score of 253 out of 800 points on the math section of the SAT. The scores on average for Asian students, 632 out of 800, Caucasian students, 547 out of 800, Latino or Hispanic students, 478 out of 800, and African-American students, 454 out of 800.
Okay. Now, let's start looking at steps that students can use to increase their performance in the math portion of the SAT. So you can start that. I have my pen, pencil, and paper ready to jot down those steps that you are recommending.
Be glad to, Brother Warren. In our SAT math boot camp, we have 7 modules. I'm going to go through the 7 modules, and then I'll give you the 10 tips. Module 1, structure, strategy, and terms. Module 2, arithmetic. Module 3, heart of algebra. Module 4, problem solving and data analysis. Module 5, passport to advanced math. Module 6, additional topics in math. And my personal favorite, Module 7, traps to avoid. That being said, I think the 10 tips will probably be more meaningful for you if you understand the components of the math SAT. The first is that the math SAT does not penalize for incorrect answers. In 2016, the SAT math portion was changed, and that caused us to change our courseware to address that change. With all that being said, about tip number one, if you do not know the answer, guess. Please, 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 James Brown, please guess if you have no clue on how to address the answer. Number two, you may only use the calculator on one section of the math SAT. You set up your problem on paper, use the calculator, clear the calculator after every new problem or step, and do not use the memory function. You don't want carryover from any previous calculation. Step three, again, this is one of my begging moments. Please, 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 I beg of my students to remember that their brain works so much faster than their fingers can press the calculator keys. We encourage students to remember that that brain between their ears is so, so powerful. And a lot of the problems can be solved with just a little ingenuity. If they're calculating too much, that's probably an intuitive solution to the problem. Step four, you plug the answer choices into the problem and verify the correct response to multiple choice questions. You have 4 possible choices. The answer is in front of you, so plug and chug. Step number five, working problems that yield negative numbers or square roots are ungrittable. That indicates you have an error, so recheck your work. Step number 6, eliminate at least 2 of the 4 multiple choice answers. If you have not really sure about the problem, you might be able to eliminate 2 answers because they probably don't make sense or they were designed to trick you. Step 7, work the problems in the test booklet and answer sheet that you plan to revisit. To keep the answers in the correct order on your answer sheet. Your test booklet is being scored by machine, and it is unforgivable. If you have a scenario where you just went off with the answers, even though they were right, but they were not gridded in correctly, you lose points. I'd hate to have a situation where a student knew the answers, but they were just one off because they missed an answer. Step number 8, erase changed answers cleanly. Figures. For step number 9, I would suggest to you that you not take for granted that the figures are drawn to scale. Don't make any assumptions. Only the information that you're given or information that's based on a formula that you know. Step 10, draw your own figure if no figure is provided. And I'll throw in a tip number 11 for you, Brother Warren, if you'd like. Periodically check online to ensure your testing site is not closed due to COVID-19. collegeboard.org/SAT is your website that you will verify to make sure your testing site is still open.
So those are 11 steps you've given us.
11 tips to increase your SAT math score I was only planning to give you 10. I promised you 10, but I can give you 4 more if you're interested.
Well, I think that you deserve a round of applause for that. And what we're going to do, we're going to have you recite those again for those who are listening. I want to ask you a question about the importance of literacy and being able to decipher word problems. Because I remember when I was in school, word problems were very challenging, not because I couldn't read, but because, you know, we didn't speak that way when talking about math. You know, we're so used to problems, the numbers with the sign, with the symbol. But tell us the importance of literacy and being able to decipher word problems.
That's a very good point. And in my book, we have a section that teaches students how to convert the word problem into an arithmetic symbol. And once you convert the word problem into the arithmetic symbol, then you'll be able to set up a problem for yourself and answer the question. For example, if you see the word difference, that means subtract. If you see the word product, that means multiply. So it's very important to understand what is being asked to set up the problem and then solve it.
Okay. If you have a question or comment and you'd like to join in the conversation, if you're listening by phone, because I do see the switchboard is lit, if you're listening by phone, all you have to do is press number 1, and I would recognize that you do have a question, and I would recognize you by the last 4 numbers of your telephone number, the last 4 numbers. So I do have one question now. Let me go down to the switchboard. Okay. Caller whose last 4 are 6182, please state your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment. You're on, caller.
Good evening, Brother Warren. I'm happy to be on your Blog Talk radio show in support of my friend, who is also my sister in Christ, Sandra Carter. I did have a question for Sandra, but I do want to say something else as well. So should I ask my question first, or should I just go ahead with what I would like to say about her?
Either one. You go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay. Thank you so much. As I said, she's my sister in Christ, which means that we attend the church here in Baton Rouge, which is her home church. And I didn't know she started out this venture and pursued it at a very young age, because I was told that she was a math tutor when she was in school, in grammar school at the church. But I also want to say that at this time that I don't have a standardized test result for you guys, but I can say this about Ms. Carter. She was the person who was being very generous, as she is, offered my granddaughter, Cody, the opportunity to participate in her Math 101 SAT boot camp last year, September 2020. And her parents and I feel the very urgency to thank her for this, given, my granddaughter and their child this opportunity. She has taken she took the ACT test in March on the 8th. Mm-hmm. She has not received her grade, her scores results yet. But Cody is a 16-year-old junior. And she participated in Sandra Carter's math boot camp for SAT on last year. And she's very talented and self-motivated. She's a member of the Honor Roll and Beta Club at her school here in Baton Rouge. And she gave me this information about the boot camp. She said because they were, because of COVID-19, stay-home mandate in math at her school, her instructor wasn't able to complete their practice session. So when she was involved and participated in the boot camp, she got a lot of clarification and verification of instruction in math to help her on her ACT test that she just recently took. And she said she was very surprised at how a lot of the information was very helpful for her. And she just wanted me to say thank you, too, to which she's already done, but she wanted me to say thank you to Sandra for offering her that opportunity as well. My question is, what, Sister Carter, what is the trick on the SAT? What could be, what kind of trickery could be on SAT test for math?
Good afternoon, Minister Brown. I recognize your voice. It's good to hear from you. And I remember Cody in my class. I'm glad that she found it valuable. A lot of times the problem will be set up in such a way where you have the four answer choices, as I mentioned before, but it will try to trick you to make you believe that the actual answer is in the wording of the word problem. It may make you believe that if you just simply multiply two of the numbers that are in the word problem, and that's probably one of the answer choices that's given to you. You really have to understand what is being asked, know how to decipher, and turn the word problem into an arithmetic problem, apply the right formula, and calculate the answer.
Okay. Thank you so much, caller. Yeah, I'm going to go to another caller, Sandra. This caller, your last four numbers is 1803. You're on. Question or comment for the math lady?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. This is Dr. Sam Sanders from Atlanta, Georgia. I just want to thank Ms. Carter for the 11 steps that she gave us because I myself am an educator and one of my degrees is in math, and she gave some very useful tips. And I think just listening to the stuff that she gave us, I think one of the key things to keep in mind is that what she has given us will help take the fear out of math. And that's what hurts a lot of our African-American students, especially because they're so fearful of math. But if they can get a grasp on the steps that Ms. Carter shared with us today, those were excellent steps. I even took notes for myself for my 12-year-old nephew. And I just want to also thank Ms. Carter. I'm a member of the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, and Ms. Carter has blessed us with my fraternity in sharing her gift of math and helping our youth in the areas of math. And I just want to say thank you, Ms. Carter, for everything that you do for our community way over here in Atlanta, Georgia, as well as in Louisiana, and for sharing your gifts and your talents and for helping our youth, because those are some very disturbing statistics that you gave us showing that our African-Americans are the lowest on the scale as it relates to math on the SAT, and we need to do better and pour into our youth so that they can be more productive citizens in the future. So thank you. I just want to say thank you, and also for sharing with us and for sharing with so many others in the community.
Thank you, Dr. Sam Sanders. I really appreciate your support. It means a lot to me.
Thank you, caller, for that. Caller, the next caller, your number ends in 7362. You're on. Question or comment for the math lead?
Hi, my name is Tarsha Richardson. I'm in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and I just really had a comment. I'm sorry, excuse me. I thought the tips were great. What I've seen a lot with kids is that I agree with the doctor that was just speaking, that is fear people have of math, and so it's just nice to see a program like Ms. Carter has that can help kids overcome some of that fear, because what I try to tell my son a lot is there's so many opportunities available for you if you can master math in a lot of ways, because I'm a technology professional as well. But when I was in school, I was really great at math, and that kind of helped me to get into the tech field. And I've been in the tech field for over 20 years myself, but I think math is a foundation If kids kind of master that, it can really help them go a lot of places in life. Wow. So it's glad to see this type of program out there available for them.
Well, thank you, Ms. Richardson.
So much.
Very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And it's just so great that you have so many people who could testify to the great work you've done. I'm going to ask you, we're going down into like 9 minutes left in the show. Do a recount of those 11 steps to increase your score on the SAT MAT portion again.
I can do that for you, sir. But
I have another question. There's another caller here on the line I see now. So, caller, your last four of your number is 6709. Question or comment for the math lady?
Yes, how you doing? My name is Albert Mitchell. I am a high school classmate of Mr. Carter there, and I have a question. When should you get your students to start taking the SAT and ACT? When is as soon as you can do it? I remember when I waited till my daughter was about to be a senior, and that's when we started taking the SAT, and we had to play catch-up. And because of what Sandra did with tutoring my daughter, we actually got her a score to get into Southern University, and she's just completing her freshman year. But in retrospect, I wish I would have gotten my daughter to do it sooner. So I just want to find out, when should we get have our kids start taking those standardized tests?
Well, hello, Mr. Mitchell. Thank you so much. And I'm very happy to hear this information about Amina. Please wish her my best. I would recommend that really you're preparing for it the first 10 years that you're in school. And in regard to the math, the SAT is a repeat of that information. I would start preparing it for it at the beginning, the summer before 11th grade. That would be a good time to get started.
Okay. All right. And I think there's another caller I'm going to go. The line is hot here. Caller, your last four numbers is 8984. Question or comment, caller?
Yes. My name is Helen Tolliver from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to commend Governor. I'm in the family, but I want to commend Sandra for the work that she's doing, that she has done, and what she's doing. And I really feel that if our children, I'm an ex-educator, I don't have anybody who's eligible now for SAT because I've been retired quite a number of years. But I find that whenever I have an opportunity to tell kids about math, because that is one of the things that's really get baffling our children. Just yesterday, I was at my church trying to help clear our library, and we ran across some math books, and we wanted the math. They keep saying that they're teaching math differently. But to me, one plus one equals two. And I'm wondering if I would be obsolete in trying to get the kids at my church, whenever we get back after the pandemic, to expose themselves to what Sandra's doing. I like her diversity in presenting math, because that is one thing that is really an obstacle in our children's way. If they can just handle the reading and understanding the problems, they could do better. But to get them to do it, I know we have to work through the parents. I know that. But I want to commend Sandra for the approaches that she's using and the procedures that she has and what she has presented here. And I think if these statistics were available more often to our educators down here in Baton Rouge and elsewhere where the kids are not scoring and they're not doing well, I think it would be helpful to them to realize that the only thing that they have now is that they're in their own way. And if they just let go, let God, and realize that they can do it because they do have the knowledge to do it. Once they get that self-confidence, they can move on to the next level. So keep the good work up, Sandra. Love you. That's my Sandra is really my daughter too. I've been around the family for years. And I love what she's doing, and I want her to keep going. She said, what you have done, keep doing, and wherever you can add on, keep adding on. But I'm with you and still praying for you.
Thank you, Mrs.
Tolliver.
Love you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Ms. Tolliver. Sandra, we're going on the last 4 minutes, so tell us about Math 101 LLC, and tell us about your book, and I think there's a DVD that goes with it. And how can people access the material?
Good point. Let me share with you a few more tips about how to get in touch with us. You can follow us on Facebook under the name The Math Lady with the R in parentheses. The website, www.math101.net. That's M-A-T-H, the number one, O-N, the number one, dot net. As I was referencing before, you can access those 10 tips on our video channel. We have a subscription to YouTube channel called One-on-One Math, the number one, O-N, the number one, M-A-T-H, where you'll find a video with those 10 tips. And I also want to make reference to what Dr. Sam Sanders said before. We work with Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity with the LDAC Foundation to put on an SAT math boot camp live as well as virtually. And we want to make sure that organizations know that they can reach out to us and have an SAT math boot camp for their youth group. And we can also make it a fundraiser for that particular youth group. If they have a minimum of 10 students, they can charge whatever they feel that the market will bear and make a profit after they purchase the seat for the SAT Math Boot Camp. After the pandemic is over, we can go back to having a live class, or we can have a virtual class. Also, for parents who have a student who needs to have SAT preparation now and there's no class that is scheduled, we can have a one-on-one session whereby the parent purchases the material, which includes a 200-page course manual, as well as the book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. The student studies for a week, and the student has 2 hours of one-on-one time with myself or a member of my team to have any questions answered. And we do find students who have that one-on-one method do score well and improve their SAT math scores.
Sandra, we want to thank you so much. We're going on the last 2 minutes. You've been listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. I'm your host, Brother Warren. We've had the math lady, Sandra Carter, owner and founder of Math 101 LLC, talking about giving us 11 tips to increase your SAT math score. And we want to let you know that on the description of this show, there is a link to the website to math101.net. I want to thank you so much, Math Lady, for taking the time. We will invite you back again to share more with your strategies for students to improve. I'm going to now say to the people listening, the young people in particular, we want you to go get them. We want you to go get that test. We want you to score high and do all you need to do and to consider Math 101 to assist you. I'm your host, Brother Warren. We're on our way out of here. You want us to wake up? Let's go get them, students.